So I'm watching this new show that, well, it ain't a new show. I started watching it a couple months back, and I decided, you know what? I'm gonna start from season one, episode fucking one. You know what show that is? It's Strange Addictions, bro. And I ain't even fucking a minute in, and I'm already about done with this shit. The first lady is addicted to sleeping with a fucking blow dryer. 30 something odd years old, and you fucking sleeping with your goddamn blow dryer. Bitch, you must be ready to die. You know you can die from goddamn leaving the lint shit in your goddamn dryer, but you want to sleep in your goddamn bed with your blow dryer on. She have it on her feet, which is under the fucking blanket. Then she have it in her damn face, which is... Bitch, you got to have one of the driest faces I'd have never seen. But if that's your old lady, if that's your woman that you say you love, you gonna allow her to get her bald-headed ass in the fucking bed, in the bed with me, with the fucking blow dryer on? She say it's coming. Then I go on fucking YouTube and see, bitch, they got millions of videos of that's something that's calming people to go to fucking sleep with your fucking blow dryer on. That's damn near like sleeping in the bathroom with the fan on, guys. But to each his own. That's what you addicted to. That's what you do. Like, I ain't even made it to the serious illness and all that other shit. I'll be right back to let y'all know what the fuck going on. Like, how this could kill this hoe. God damn it. So what I'm getting from it, this motherfucker just deranged. She just really need a space heater. Oh, God. Like, if your feet is cold, space heater. Turn your goddamn heat on in your house. Motherfucker, do you got a kerosene heater? I mean, you feel me? Goddamn, put some socks on, motherfucker. Put some more clothes on your goddamn body, bitch. Is your iron low? Is that what's going on? Because right now, you is really finna kill your motherfucking self. I mean, I get it. It's an old episode. It's way back, you know what I'm saying, when this shit first started. But goddamn, bro. I'm pretty sure fucking space heaters was out then, nigga. If that's the case, boy, your ass might as well put the fucking toaster under the fucking blanket and hope it don't catch on fucking fire. The fuck is you doing, bro? And then her friends be picking on her. She done went on vacation with this motherfucking blow dryer. Then, on top of that, somebody done gave the crazy motherfucker a baby. The baby is up there with her getting blow dried in the fucking face because you don't want to goddamn... I mean, you got on the blanket. Bitch, cut the heat on. You know what I'm saying? Cut the heat on throughout the house. Why is you being selfish? You know what I'm saying? God damn, the rest of the house freezing cold. But your dumb duck ass got a motherfucking... Bro. If I come to your house and I see your old lady warming her fucking hands and feet with a fucking blow dryer... Don't get me wrong. I done played football. I went to even Maine. Freezing snow and rain. Only thing we had, nigga, we ain't had no fucking heat and blankets, none of that shit, bro. We had them fucking air dry, you know, the ones where you dry your hand off after you wash your hand. That's all we had. But this hoe using this shit in her own house and go shop for ugly-ass fucking blow dryers. I'm sure it's a bunch of fucking health issues with that. Like, because you're not supposed to just be blow drying your shit every fucking day. Then what killed me did, she got a little mixed, baby, you know. So it's a black man. He is okay with this. He done gave this hoe a baby. Strange Addiction, episode one. That's just the very beginning of the episode. This next part of the episode, boy. Woo woo. Still episode one, season one. I'm convinced this is midlife crisis. Motherfuckers is 30 years old. In their mid-30s. Early 30s. This lady eat toilet tissue, cuz. Like, she says she'll eat a half a roll a day. In my house, that's an ass whoop. Grown or fucking young. I'm just gonna steal on your ass. Like, ain't no fucking way. I'm finna sit back and let your ass. I don't give a fuck if I pay a dollar for 12 rolls, bitch. You not finna fucking... use up my toilet tissue, and you just gonna eat that shit too. Bitch, you better be full too. You better not eat none of my goddamn groceries. Off God. Like, I'm talking about on God, nigga. On God. Off God. On God. Whatever, however you wanna say it, bro. You up here eating my tissue and my groceries? Oh, I got to beat your ass. Oh, big God, I got to beat your ass. Because now you really low-key. And that's almost a disrespectful type thing. Like, my mama, she going to feel like, bitch, my food ain't good enough for you. You got to eat toilet tissue. Then you got people out here thinking, I ain't feeding you. You out here eating toilet tissue. Get your simple ass in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, bro. 30-something years old, eating toilet tissue. Where do it start? I'm sure it's got to be some health issues, bro. You eating half a roll of tissue. Said she rides around with it in the glove compartment because her favorite place to eat it is at the movie theater. Her sister sitting there talking to the people on the interview. She in the background eating tissue then. I remember when motherfuckers was addicted to regular shit like crack, goddamn lean, you know what I'm saying? Alcohol, tissue, bro. Fuck out of here. I ain't eating no fucking, what's that shit called with the bells on the front? Goddamn it, I don't know what brand that is. Bounty or some shit like that. I hope you fucking choke and die on that shit, bro. Some toilet tissue, bro. Some toilet tissue. The tissue they use at work be thin as hell, and you up here trying to eat that shit? Fuck out of here, man. Lord, him damn mercy. So, Keisha, the lady that eat the toilet tissue. Yes, she is a black lady. This is the seasons before, you know, the season before they started going to the doctor and telling them about the health-related issues and things. So, they just go to therapy. Motherfucker going to therapy and telling her, it's ways around from you keeping tissue in your house. You know, you probably can have wipes and all that other shit like that. You know what I'm saying? This backward asshole gonna say, why the fuck when I have tissue in my house? You supposed to have tissue in your house. Oh, you addicted to that shit. Fuck. It's just like an alcoholic. Bitch, I'm not finna have no type of alcohol in the house if you're an alcoholic. The fuck is you saying? Crumb asshole. God damn. Eating a hook, bruh. I swear for the Lord, I come in the house and see your ass done ate a whole half roll of tissue in my goddamn house. Are you stealing tissue from my house, bro? Stealing tissue? All you had to do was ask me for some tissue. I would have gave you some tissue. But you stealing tissue from my house, I'm going to beat the shit out you. And that's on big guy. I'm telling you, I'm going to beat the shit out you. I don't give a damn you the goddamn mother-in-law. I don't give you my old lady mama. Your ass got to go. Then the mama, the sister up there laughing about the shit. That shit ain't funny. Then she talking about she don't eat the colored tissue because it got the dyes in it and shit. Well, bitch, I'm going to only have the scented tissue for your stinking ass. And I'm going to get the stinkingest one. Whichever one smell the fucking worst, bitch. So I burn your motherfucking nose up when you go to eat that shit. When you put it close to your goddamn face. Eating some goddamn tissue. Bitch, that shit don't taste like nothing. You want to eat something? Eat you one of them dry-ass rice cakes that ain't got taste like nothing. Fuck out of here, bro. Eating tissue. I wish the hell I would catch somebody in my family eating goddamn tissue. I'm telling you. I'm going to try to knock their motherfucking head off their shoulders. 30-something years old eating tissue. Shame to your damn self. Season 1, episode 2. Okay, this lady addicted to bodybuilding, but low-key, she look all right. I'm just kidding. Nah, she 40-something years old, this motherfucker. Cut the fuck up. Got the voice of goddamn Kurt Angle and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? This bitch done used to be a fucking professional skateboarder, a goddamn surfing instructor, a firefighter engineer. But all the while, at 17, she had got an addiction with cocaine and goddamn alcohol. But back in them days, you already know, shit, cocaine wasn't shit till they goddamn, you know, they were probably handing that shit out at parties, but because you from Cali, but, you know, they probably smoking weed too. But anyways, this whole workout, 6 hours a day, for 6 days a week. Now, back then, that's probably was crazy. But, I mean, now, hell shit, this motherfucker do that shit all the goddamn time. All the little creatines and drugs they got going on. Like, I really don't see this as a bad addiction. But at her age, yeah, you might want to slow it up a little bit. Because this motherfucker look like she probably break a nigga in half. You know what I'm saying? Choke slam your ass to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep choke slamming your ass. Like, I'm talking about, you motherfucking do your ass like old buddy off of Mortal Kombat. Goddamn Goro, like this motherfucker. Or Lady Goro. Whatever her ugly ass name was. I ain't play that game. But yeah, she a strong faced motherfucking look like she a goddamn uppercut the shit out your ass. Look like the bitch. That's who old girl lost her on Untouchable, goddamn, or whatever that motherfucking movie was with Hilary Swank, nigga. Cause she got her ass, got her motherfucking neck, goddamn, dislocated in that motherfucker. But yeah, she built like Rocky on this motherfucker. Like when you see them pit bulls that's physically fit, my nigga. But I don't see no problem with this addiction. I mean, six hours a day for 6 days a week. I mean, at least she takes Sunday off. I'm hoping that's the day she take off. I mean, maybe the gym closed. But at 43, boy, only thing I'm exercising is that motherfucking goddamn handle on the grill, bitch. Fuck you talking about? Well, I spoke too motherfucking soon. This bitch is on all that shit. She even take HGH. Boy, the shit is goddamn illegal for the goddamn baseball players out here. Boy, she built like Jose Canseco out this motherfucker. But I don't know what it is, but hopefully my midlife crisis don't come like this, bitch. I hope my midlife crisis be just as smooth and cool and I get addicted to goddamn some other shit. Like, goddamn, like doing puzzles or some shit like that. A motherfucking midnight reading books or something like that, goddamn. Or a scrapbook or something like that. But goddamn, bro, this hoe said she done worked out so hard. This motherfucker got a nodule on her vocal cord. I know about them. I done had them. That shit, but that came from Holland. This bitch come from scratching and grunting and shit like that right there. But get your strong built back ass on somewhere. I'm talking about, I said she been doing this shit for 9 years straight, man. I think this whole about 225. I can't make this shit up. This is a strong motherfucker. She get a hold to your ass, it is a Rizzy rap, brother. You know, the doctors is saying, you know, she can probably have kidney failure, all the shit she putting into her motherfucking body, all the HGH and all these supplements and all that other shit. That's the other thing for you guys. When I was in school and I was playing football and all that shit, I ain't never take no supplements. None of that creatine, none of that shit, bro. I might have tried it once or twice, but, you know, the milk shit for me, bitch, that shit just gonna eat my stomach up and that's it. It's a wrap. It ain't gonna be no good to me, baby. Most of my workout gonna be in the goddamn stall. Shit. Or blowing folks out the goddamn water, blowing paint off the goddamn wall, bitch. But this hoe, she look like what Hollywood Hogan looked like in high school, bruh. She done won a couple wrestling titles, you feel me? The Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion of the World. You remember how China used to look, bruh? Tell you. This hoe is a goddamn Pickle Rick. You know what I'm saying? Built ass bitch. But yeah, man. At first, I was going to give her ass a little pass, but, boy, this motherfucker stronger than a bitch. Ooh, it's still season one, episode two. And this some shit that I don't do. I can't do it, bro. This hoe is sucking her damn thumb. More power to you, suck your ugly ass thumb, bitch. But I don't even suck my motherfucking fingers when I'm eating barbecue, bitch. If I'm eating anything greasy, I need some napkins. Because I will get up from the table and go get a paper towel or a napkin. I'm eating crab legs or something like that. I'm still not sucking my fucking thumb. You got me fucked off, bruh. It's 10,000 different bacteria in the average person hand, bruh. 10. That's 2,000 per finger. Fuck is you saying? And think about all the ugly ass shit your stupid ass be touching all day long. Then the shit that that your shit be touching. Just like right now, I'm touching this ugly ass phone. This phone done been in my pocket. It been done fell on the ground. It done been on the bed. It done been in the car. In the car seat. On the car floor. You know what I'm saying? It done been on desk where people been working. You know, I sit it down on the desk and shit, bro. This hoe be sucking her thumb. She 24 years old. You still sucking your thumb. She got a piece of fucking blanket. And she wrap around her finger and suck the motherfucking thumb so she can smell the blanket too. She suck that bitch until her fucking fingers get pruny like she done been in a tub too long. Cause. So the doctor trying to tell her, bitch, you could suck the nail bed off your finger. You could goddamn suck ulcers into your fucking fingers. You could probably develop a goddamn cankerous goddamn sore in your mouth. But she don't give a damn. She do the shit in public. She say she like the attention. Boy, if you don't get your childish ass on, well, that's what I remember when my mom was telling me her youngest brother, my uncle, you suck his thumb, boy, they did everything to goddamn keep this nigga from sucking his goddamn thumb. Push cow shit on it, dog shit on it, stuck it in the motherfucking fire ant hole, you know what I'm saying? Stomped on that motherfucker, slammed it in that door, all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Taped that motherfucker up. But you a grown ass woman out here sucking on your goddamn thumb. You couldn't go nowhere with me. Couldn't be nowhere with me sucking on your goddamn thumb, bitch. You nasty. But, so this dumb flaw ass hoe gonna say, I do notice that I am sicker than most when it comes to that type of thing. Yeah, bitch, because you, bruh, on this episode, I just watched this whole open the door with that hand. Get in the car with that hand. Pump gas with that hand. That bitch even play putt-putt golf with that motherfucking hand, bro. This hoe was putting on makeup with her thumb and her finger, bruh. I mean, thumb in her mouth, bro. The fuck? Like, girl, then, why it's always us? Why we gotta be with them? It's a black guy. With her. Best friend. He the best friend. But I know he got an ulterior motive. He looking at her, you know what I'm saying? She not a bad looking young lady, but I'm just saying, bro. It's got to be more fish in the sea out there in Richmond, Virginia. Like, y'all probably was friends back in the day. But goddamn, you have to cut her loose at 24 years old. Still sucking on her damn thumb. But goddamn, bro. Like, she ain't gonna never get no real job. She ain't gonna have no fucking marriage, no kids, none of that sucking on no thumb like that, bro. And then they trying to say, you know, maybe it was a stress of her parents breaking up at age 12 and all this other shit right here. Listen here. Take your ass to therapy and get that shit seen about. That sucking on your thumb ain't got nothing to do with your folks separating and all that right there. Yeah, it's a traumatic situation. And PTSD can't be other than just being in wars and things like that. But goddamn, bro. Nothing in my life has made me possessed to suck my fucking thumb. Then as far as that fucking blanket that piece of blanket that she carrying around, bruh, she don't even wash this shit, bruh. So I know her top lip and the top of her teeth and bottom of her mouth. Probably fucking disgusting, bro. And I want her to put her mouth nowhere near my goddamn body. Then she's shaking folks' hands and shit. But you better be glad people don't shake left hands so normally. But overseas, motherfuckers, when they don't got no tissue, they'll wipe their ass with their left hand, bro. So be careful. Be mindful. Then when you go to public bathrooms and shit, you know what I'm saying? You sucking your thumb after that. Like, then her sister tried to get on her ass, like, bitch, I can't hear what you saying. You need to take your thumb out your mouth. And then what's killing me, her teeth is perfectly straight. So I think I'm, like, what I'm looking at is, like, is you putting it to the roof of your mouth and sucking on that motherfucker? Because normally when I see people sucking their teeth be out there. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't sucking my damn thumb, bro. Fuck all that. But season 1, episode 3, this is going to be the last episode. For this episode right here. This old bitch got 5 kids. You know what I'm saying? She look like she could be a good 50, 60 years old. I don't know. You know how they, I can't tell them folks. Them folks, you know the folks I'm talking about. I don't know how old she is, you know what I'm saying? She's caring, you know. I don't know, you know. You're looking at a 40, 50, 60, right in that region. You know, you got to give them 3 different distinct years or whatever. Anyway, this hoe is strangely addicted to Comet. She keeps saying goddamn hell, cleanser, you know, household cleanser. But, bro, that's clearly a can of fucking Comet, bro. This whole pour it in her hand like the Fun Dip or fucking, remember how you used to do it back in the day? Get that goddamn Country Time lemonade powder. Or get you some of them goddamn pixie sticks. Pour it in your hand. Put your finger down to it. Some of y'all nasty bastards, put your finger down to it. And put the finger in your mouth. You nasty bitch. But some of y'all, with your nasty-ass tongue, or lick the palm of your motherfucking hand. That's how she do it. Listen here, Carol. I'm going to need you to get you a funnel. Or, you know what I'm saying, get you a nice little tube. Get you a goddamn scroll. You know what I'm saying? Do it how the people do eat that starch shit. You know what I'm saying? But this whole eat comment, bruh. Said she been doing it for 30 years. Said it was because of the stress of her getting abused as a child. Like, I mean, that's some heartbreaking shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get abused as a child, but goddamn, bro. Eating coming. Then you got 5 kids. I hope they all by the same motherfucker, because if it's 5 different motherfuckers hitting you and they know your ass is eating coming, then they raw dogging you too. Why you eating coming? Bro, come on, bro. He childish as hell. You childish as hell. Both of y'all need to figure it out. Because goddamn, bro, I'm not letting you eat. Then they say she eat the comet 10 times a day, bro. Mind you, it'd be a palm full, but 10 times out of palm full, bro, that hoe eating about 28 grams. Like, god damn. She'll be one of my favorite customers. So, the second part of this episode is a hoe that is addicted to tanning. Yeah, tanning. She tanned 3 times a day at an hour pop. So that's 3 hours of tanning, bro. A day. She started when she was 13. I know what you're saying. She didn't walk into no tanning place and start tanning at 13. Her stepdaddy got her a tanning applying thingamabobby. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. And her duck ass started using that shit and started wanting to be the darkest girl in her school. Now, for the melanated people out there in the world that know that, you know, tanning ain't, you know, it is what it is. You know, we get light in the winter and dark in the summer. The fuck is these folks going through? You paying folks to be our color, but then y'all want to kill our color? I don't know. And then she gave an experience where she went so much that her skin just started to break apart. Her back was bleeding and her bottom was bleeding. And she don't wear the goggles because she don't want to look like a fucking raccoon. First of all, bitch, don't you ever, like, don't you ever say no shit like that again. Secondly, bitch, you is going to an early grave. Like, I don't know why you trying to get cancer, but you is knocking on cancer's fucking door, bitch, 3 times a day. Every day? For 3 hours? Bitch, then you applying fucking cooking oil to your skin, bitch. What do you think you is? You think you a piece of tilapia or some shit like that? Some baked chicken, not this motherfucker. A rotisserie fucking turkey wing. Alright, boy, cut that shit, bro. How much do it even fucking cost to get a tanning job done? Then the people that's working at them tanning salon need to be shot. Lined up and shot. Because, boy, you ain't supposed to let that woman do that shit every fucking day, bro. You supposed to have some type of rules in line. Like, goddamn, bro. She already a little fucking Brazilian, bro. Stop it, bro. She cooked. You feel me? The goose is cooked. Okay, let me fix it up. So she don't tend an hour pop. She go to these places for 20 minutes, which is a whole hour per day. On top of, she go outside and tend at her parents' house or go to a pool or go to the fucking trampoline and she apply some cooking oil to her skin. But if you don't get your mother goose head ass on somewhere, boy, might as well have fun. Because your happiness is done when your goose is cooked. But anyways, she goes to the doctor. The doctor telling her, bro, you can't, you know what I'm saying? These wrinkles under your eyes ain't supposed to be there till you're 40. She only 20 years old. She got the old man hands. She look like motherfucking Mr. Burns hands. She got them rest in peace Cicely Tyson hands. She dark as ever. He telling her that you can get this melatonin shit. You get it, the miso, whatever the fuck it's called. 75% chance of dying once you get that. Then you just, oh, you just looking old out here. 20 years old, looking like you 49 years old. Stop it. Stop it. Then it's a law against you going to the same place over and over again. So, yeah, she had to go to 3 different tanning beds, bro. 20 years old out here cooking. Fuck out yourself, bro. Cooking your organs. Then you got the blonde ass hair. Yeah, I mean, it make your teeth look whiter than a bitch. Maybe I need to go tanning, you know? But not for me. It ain't for me. I really got to get my teeth bleached before I got to go tanning. Like the stupid hoe, like, you really just slow cooking your fucking self in the oven, bro. Then when she say she go to the tanning bed, she scoot down a little bit further because the face of one got a UV protector for your face. So she like to get the full cooking effect. Lord bless the children. Because, Lord, they don't know what the fuck they want to do out here. So the lady that was eating the comic, she goes to the dentist. The dentist let her know that all the teeth on the top of her mouth got to go. But your teeth is synonymous with goddamn meth mouth, baby girl. You got pus and all type of other shit. It done ate away at your teeth. Done ate the enamel off your teeth. Your teeth just rotting in the bitch at the top. You could probably say 6-7 of them holes at the bottom, bro. And them ain't even likely to be saved. They don't give a damn what's going on in the inside of the body. Because, bitch, they know you dead. Like, I'm talking about dead, dead. You been eating this shit for 30 years. Bitch, you is dead. Like, all the goddamn candidates, they don't inhale the shit. You know what I'm saying? Wash your hands after you use it before you cook or do whatever. Whatever. Bitch, you is eating this shit. You is dead. And I know black folks know what coming is, nigga. You let coming sit in that motherfucker too long, bitch. That bitch will eat through your goddamn tub. You feel me? So... she good as dead. No, I'm just fucking around. No, the doctor, dentist convinced her. He says if you could stop eating it, I'll do it for free. Because, boy, when she handed her the paperwork to let her know how much to do, you know, to take them out and put in some new veneers and all that other shit, it was going to be 19 grand. That's a car. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice car, too. You know what I'm saying? Ain't, you know what I'm saying? Just no regular old car. That's okay. That's something that's going to get you to A to B for real, 19 grand. And the lady said if you could just stop eating that shit, bro, I'll do this shit for free. I take it out my own pocket, you know what I'm saying? I will put these new teethuses in your damn head if you could just please stop eating the fucking comet, bro, in the green can. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you a better visual, the green can comet, bro. You clean in the kitchen with the shit, then you put a little bit in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? 30 plus years, nigga. I don't even know who could last off any drugs for 30 plus years before that shit start tearing your whole life away. 10 times a day your ass is eating comet. Boy, get the fuck. And that's another thing. I catch your sour ass in my goddamn bathroom eating, coming, bitch. You ain't got to worry about them pulling them teeth out your motherfucking head. Cause bitch, I'm finna slap all goddamn 7 that you got left out your motherfucking head, bitch. In here eating my goddamn cum in the fuck room with you. And then let us be caught riding down the road and they catch you with a bag of it on you, bitch. If I go to jail because you gotta had a bag of cum on you, bitch, even if I gotta just do the fingerprints and then they let us go. I'm finna tell that nigga as soon as we get outside, bitch, you might well cuff me now because I'm finna slap fire from this hole. I'm finna slap the suds out this hole, you feel me?